ZBA Mobile. ZBA, WA4EVK, do you copy?
I'm headed east on 26, so I'm not, south on 385, so I'm not sure how long I'll have you, but have this repeater, but anyway.
That's fine, thank you much. I actually just dumped some frequencies in this thing using the ASUS controller, and I guess I'm going to spring for the RT systems because this one is user hostile.
I just want to let you know, me and W4DJW are up here at the Pine Field if you want to come by and watch a little bit. KN4VWA, clear.
No, I'm following a highway patrolman at about 85 miles an hour on 385, so headed to Columbia.
That's pretty good. You're getting in there, Peter, fairly good for, I assume, down the highway. WA4EVK.
It's okay here. I believe it's when you get on 26 and start the those hills, you know, up and down. And you start, dropping out when you get in the low spots, and then you'll, you can make a transmission when you get to the top of the hill.
Can you tell if this is, this unit's full quieting into the repeater?
Good to me. I do have a lot of road noise, and I have some aftermarket exhaust so on my Mustang here. But your audio sounds really good.
Okay, thank you, sir. I bought this Sandy talkie about 2 years ago. I normally work 160 meters and so forth, and decided to get it back, see if I could set up some repeaters in it. I'm not very impressed with Yaesu's programmer, but we'll go from there. Thank you very much. WA4EVK is clear.
Well, I use a programmer for my ICOM here. It's a dual bander, and it worked really well. I was real impressed with it. And the one I had for my Baofeng, it worked really well as well, but anyway, I've never used the one for a Yaesu, but good luck. We'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA Mobile.
73, this is the free one from Yaesu, and I should have known its interface is user hostile. WA4EVK clear.
Doctor finally committed you to a padded room. That's why you're on your way to Columbia. W2G.
I told you not to mention that.
Steve had already spread it around. I was just checking up on you, my friend. Wanted to make sure you got there safely.
A police escort.
And all. Obviously, he doesn't know what your condition is, so he's giving you the benefit of the doubt.
We're running about 85 and on 385, and he just jerked his car. There was a guy on the right lane, he wouldn't get over, in the left lane, he wouldn't get over, and he jerked that car around him, man, and jerked it back in front of him. I think he was trying to, give him a message, but evidently he wasn't listening.
Like that, and so what you headed to Columbia for today on a Sunday afternoon? You going down there to spend the rest of the weekend?
So I've got my grandson, and I'm meeting his mom and dad, my daughter, and my son-in-law in Columbia. They live in Somerville, so. Not really halfway, but it's a good meeting point anyway. And we've had him for a couple of days. I think we've done all the spoiling we can do, so we're going to give him back to mom and dad now.
one, preferably if he's in, you know, below the age of 10, and you feed him a bunch of chocolate on the trip down, and then when you pass him off, he'll be hyper, and then hand him to mom and dad and say, well, have fun.
You think that's funny, but that's the way my in-laws used to do. My two girls, they would hype them up on chocolate and red Kool-Aid and just all the stuff that makes the child hyper, and then they'd hand them back to us, and they'd be bouncing off the walls.
Of course. You know, that's the way you're supposed to do it. I think that's written in the grandparents' book somewhere.
I got on 26. I was having to maneuver some traffic, so, anyway. So, I'm at exit 54. I think we got to go to 104, so I'm 50 miles away.
Probably where you are. For years, the wife and I, when we were living in Charleston, used to make this trip back and forth from Charleston to Spartanburg. You know, come up on a Friday evening and go home on Sunday afternoon, or come up on a Friday and, or come up on a Saturday morning and spend the whole week up here. You know, things like that for a number of years before we moved back up here.
Well, yeah, we used to live in Charleston and for 2.5 years when I was in the ministry, and we made this trip a lot. You know, coming back for holidays and different things, and anyway, I'm very familiar with this road, but it's nothing like it used to be. I mean, it's a lot more crowded than it used to be.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been. It probably is. Yeah, we'd make that trip up from Charleston up to up here, and we'd come up in the evening, and you're coming up the, you know, we didn't get off work until 5:30. By the time you get on the road, you're coming up there. You're listening to big old WOW out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Listen to that station on AM making that trip.
Yeah, I hope this guy in front of me is not going to pull me over for following him, but I'm not real close behind him, but I'm staying with him, and he's running anywhere from 80 to 85, depends on the traffic and so forth.
Yeah, you're pushing the bubble, my friend.
I like to push the envelope a little bit. On the way back, I may open this thing up, just see what it'll do.
Unmarked highway patrol cars will come out of your trunk.
He's unmarked, and but when I came upon him, I could see the clear lights in the back, in his back glass, so I backed off my cruise. And I'm glad I did.
I'll let you travel along behind them without giving you a lot of grief, but if you start passing them, then those little blue lights start flipping on. And he's going to reach in your pocketbook, taking a lot of that green stuff out of it.
I'll try to pass them, especially at this speed. Of course, we're in some traffic now, so we've slowed down to almost the speed limit.
Careful on that road going down there. And I'm glad I don't need to make that trip down there anymore. It used to be a regular trip back and forward at least every other weekend. So, been there, done that. Don't have a t-shirt for it. Don't want a t-shirt. So, anyway, David, be safe on the road. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T.
Let's see. Well, I enjoyed checking into the net, and you did a great job as usual. You're calm and collected, and anyway, did a great job with it. So, thought I'd say that. I don't tell you that very often. 73, so WU2T, KB4CBA.
4WHM monitoring.
WHM, KB4CBA, name's David. I'll be in here for just a few more minutes, and I'll, I will have exceeded the range of the repeater.
Dave, this is Bill over in Hartwell. Yeah, you're getting a little picket fence, some white noise now. So you're getting close to the border for sure.
Marker 60 on 26. And in 12 miles is the famous exit 72 degrees. The famous, or maybe infamous, is I was in 85 old Parenza and Pilot Belt broke on it. And it was late at night. We were going back to Charleston. Needless to say, we didn't make it.
You're fading out into the white noise there, Dave.
I'm hitting the shower. Just got done with some yard work.
Well, I'm going to wait Lamar and then go out and pull the chainsaw out and do some. I got to cut down a couple of little small ones tomorrow. So, anyway, and I'll just sitting here at the house today, taking it easy. I spent more time on the radio yesterday calling nets, sideband nets, than I usually do on a Saturday because I called a 20 meter net in the afternoon and then a 40 meter net in the evening. And between the two of them, about 5.5 hours in the chair here.
Some butt sores. You'd be careful with that and make a cream for that.
Yeah, been there, done that, and don't want the T-shirt.
Gotcha. I thought I heard KB4CBA in here. Is he still in here or is he gone?
He's way down I-26, down to... down below the Clinton-Lawrence divide down there. He's headed to Columbia to drop his grandkids back off with their parents.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, well, I gotta catch up with him a little bit later this afternoon then.
Yeah, probably when he comes back. If they don't shoot, depends upon how much sugar he pumps into those kids before he gives them back to their parents.
Him up with ice cream. So here you go. Wind them up real good. And here you go, parents. Take them back and then take off quick.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that entry in the grandparents' manual somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do here.
And him and his wife, their grandkids would come up. And they'd have two sets of them up their house at one time for a weekend. And that was four. That was like four. Two and two. And... what they do is just before the parents would come back to pick them up, they would, you know, feed them ice cream or give them a couple of candy bars or something sweet to drink, you know, and then send them home with Mama and Daddy.
That's pretty cruel, but yeah. Well, thankfully, our grandkids live over in Lyman. We have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, so yeah, it's only a short 10-minute ride to their house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's good that you got kids that close.
Yeah, we actually all moved up here at the same time. They rented a house in Lyman, and we bought a house in Gurr.
The city of Gurr. And all. So, yep, good place to be. And all. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, it's today is a good day to be working outside. If my back wasn't bothering me, I'd be out there doing some work today. Just didn't feel like it, you know?
Well, I'm going to go hit the shower. I'll catch you later, KB2HXS. Be gone for a shower.
Don't fall in and go down the drain. They might have trouble getting you out. W2T clear for now.
I have, so that is not eligible on the radio. Have a good day. KB2HXS.
The way I would have normally told that to you if I'd seen you in person or had you on the phone is not the way I said it on the radio either. W2T clear.
NUE, how about it down there in Hartwell?
M4WHM here.
KO4NUE. Well, Bill, I gotta be honest with you, man. I am extremely frustrated. I'm headed on the way home, and I'm just frustrated. Well, validation for EchoLink took about 3 days to get, you know, all the paperwork and or uploads and validations and apps installed and this, that, and the other. So we're up here in the cabin, they just, I mean, they got barely enough internet to pull a web page, and I just spent the last 2 or 3 hours trying to get on EchoLink. Couldn't do that, so yesterday I started a CW course online. I did pretty good with the first 3 letters, but I got 2 letters that sound about the same, and it is kicking my tail, and I just decided, hey, I need to quit.
Now, I see yourself. Sometimes you just have to walk away. But, glad you got your EchoLink set up. That's handy when you do have internet service. You can pop into repeaters all over the world.
We're headed on back. I've had my feel of the peace and quiet, so I'm going to go home and listen to a little bit of noise or something.
How do you want to test EchoLink? Just let me know, and I'll grab my phone, and we can test it out.
Dad, I'm probably about 40-45 minutes out, and I might give you a holler, because I'm not sure I'm doing something right, or it's just the internet. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward how it works. So as long as you got a good internet signal, you shouldn't have any problem.
What about a couple of the selections in the menu, in the settings option? There's 4 settings there that I'm not really sure about. One is direct relay. One is proxy, and the other one is custom proxy. I'm not sure which one I need to have selected.
Give me a holler, or if you got something right with, I'll give you my cell phone. You can text me and we can go through it and I can look at my settings.
Bill, I'm in the middle of traffic. There ain't no way I can do that. I'll try to contact you in a little while. And I mean, don't hang around or nothing. I can probably read through the EchoLink website and try to figure it out. But just on the app. That's really the only four selections I'm really concerned about. And yeah, so I'll figure it out, I guess. But I will try when I get to the house.
Well, I'll probably be around. I got the portable and the base station on, so if I'm outside, I'll hear you, or should. If I'm in the house, I'll probably hear you. So just give me a call, and we can go through it. It shouldn't take but a minute, and get it set up and get you working.
I tried everything I could this weekend. I tried my handy-talkie. I could hear Mount Mitchell, and I could hear Caesar's Head, but there's no way I could get out, and no success with Echo Link, no success with Morse code either, so I just headed home with my tail tucked between my legs.
That can be a good spot. I kind of look for those spots where there's no signal, and I try to get away from technology sometimes, but that's just me. I enjoy it when nothing works.
Understand that.
Be safe driving, and give me a call about 4:30. That'll be about 45 minutes, maybe a little more, and I'll try to listen out on the radio about 4:30, somewhere in there, and we can give it a try. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
HM, it's KL4NUE, and I'm clear, bud. Thanks for the help.